Light in the Darkness. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, New King James Version. Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Looking around at all the evil that happens today, we may find ourselves wondering if people must have been born without a conscience. But the Bible teaches that God has placed within every human being some sense of right and wrong. We can, however, ignore the voice of our conscience, and over time we can become so hardened by sin that we almost can't hear its voice. In fact, some people lose almost all sense of right and wrong, and when that happens, the results are always tragic. This is one reason why Christians need to take a stand for what is right and not let evil go unchallenged. But most of all, we need to pray. During the first week in May, many people will celebrate an annual day of prayer, praying especially for our world and its leaders, its politicians, trendsetters, media powers, athletes, and others in a position of influence. Pray that they may use their influence for good and not for evil. Remember, God is sovereign and is still at work, and He alone is our hope for a better world. These are the words of evangelist Billy Graham. God always answers prayer. We don't always listen. Prayer is the single most powerful force in existence in all of God's creation. God has given this gift to us. We are to use it wisely and rely upon it daily. Prayer is the best and most reliable resource that we can use to communicate directly with God at any time we choose. The act of communication by and between two or more parties is absolutely required if there is to be good and beneficial results to all of the parties involved. There can be no real and lasting friendship without good communications between and among the people involved in the relationship. A marriage without good communication will not last or stand the test of time. Business ventures without good and adequate communication don't survive or succeed. It is the good and effective two-way communication, in whatever form it may take, by and between individuals, organizations, business enterprises, and, most importantly, between God and mankind that makes all the difference. It's what causes success to occur. I tell you the truth. The power of prayer is what is most important to you as an individual child of God. Communication with your Creator is the key. The Holy Spirit, the Helper, that our Heavenly Father has given us, is a guide to proper and godly living. The Holy Spirit is our own personal conscience. This spiritual GPS will help you identify the good from the bad, right from wrong, what is best for you and what is not best for you. This third figure of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, is with us always. He never leaves us or forsakes us. He is our personal guide as we travel through our lives en route to our God-designed plan, and purpose for our existence. Your personal helper will always keep you on task and on course. We are told all about this helper throughout the Holy Scripture. In the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 104 and 105, New King James Version, the psalmist says, "Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." We are further instructed by our Creator that we are to trust and obey His guidance if we are to ever know what His true will for our lives is to be. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, New King James Version, we are told, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.' So we may boldly say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?'" Are you beginning to get a grasp on what God is trying to tell us about our Holy Helper? Now comes some of Jesus' best instruction to us, as stated in the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 18, New King James Version. "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him or knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." Make no mistake, child of God, your conscience is your guide. Without knowing or using your spiritual guide, you will wander about throughout the living of your life, going around and around in circles, always coming back to your same starting point, always empty-handed. Do you know what I am talking about? This, of course, is the true test as to whether or not you are actually a born-again Christian. Is there any good fruit on your tree? Are you a changed person? Are you a new creation, a new man or woman? Are things better or getting better for you as you live your life, as guided by your own conscience? Are there significant changes for the good in how you think, speak, and act? Are God's blessings and benefits beginning to come into your life? Do you ever sense the presence of God's Holy Spirit in your consciousness? Failure to get things right with God in your life denies you of all these great and glorious blessings. Failure to know the truths of life hinder your ability to perform, hinder your ability to achieve and accomplish good things for yourself and family, hinder your ability to love and serve and help other people. Everyone comes up short in life and in the world when you do not get these things right with God. It is solely your own personal responsibility to do what I am talking about right here, right now. Once you know the truth, then and only then can you be set free. So, let's just say you are a born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you have and should know the truth. Then the question that has to be asked is, What are you personally doing with the acquired knowledge? Knowledge times action equals power. Most importantly, knowledge times nothing equals nothing. What are you doing with the knowledge you have and the potential power within your spirit? It is my earnest and loving prayer for you that you are wisely using it to its fullest extent. Do not be a spiritual derelict. Use your power. Use it for good and wonderful people helping things and activities. Stop going around in circles, always coming back to your starting point empty-handed. Such foolish activity is nothing but a total waste of time and personal productivity. Failure to use your God-given gifts, once you are a saved child of God, is, in fact, a sin. The Bible says, "For him who knows how to do good and who does not do it, for him it is sin." Ensure that you do not commit a sin of omission, only because you knew to act and did not take action. God's greatest blessings to all of you.